Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday evening at this point. I apologize if I sound slightly distracted, but I just got an email, and one of our co-workers here at the radio factory has had a bad situation happen, so I just want to take care of that. Let me just... Jerm, it's going to be a weird question, but I have to ask you live on the air because I definitely absolutely need this. The last four digits of Zach's phone number, please, because to try and get this. You and I, as a community, have got to stand together. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but I do want to make this very, very, very clear. One of the things that I have loved about Central Virginia for 11 years now, more than 11 years, is the fact that we come together. And you can be on any side of anything. You can absolutely disagree or hate even. Right, we've seen that in this community where people have come together. Not all the time, but most of the time. And then if you really like someone, then you're absolutely positively going to be on their side, right? Okay. So I don't want to get into the details because it's not my place to speak on this, but somebody that I have worked with for about 11 years had a problem with a fire. And so we're all now going to stand together and try and help them out. Remember what happened with our friends, the Morrisseys, a couple of years back? You remember that? Emily Morrissey, who I absolutely love. She's like my best buddy. But emily'sbracelets.com, you remember all that. And their house burnt down. We had been out there. Emily and I were the grand marshals of the Bon Air parade. And I was just so thrilled because you know the way this works. I know I'm going off here, but you know the way this works. When I get asked to do any of these parades, and I love doing it, it's great fun, but it is a package deal. If you're getting me, you're getting Emily. I just don't have that official royal family wave down like she does. She's the best. So anyway, we did that parade, and it was Mother's Day, right? And then later that day, they came home. Went, you know, did whatever they had to do, and that night, their home burned down, for God's sakes. So, I mean, real, you know, it's just the way it is. So we all came together as a community. God, Carl Leonard down there in Chesterfield County, Sheriff of Chesterfield County, said, hey, we got to do something, and we did. And we did. All right, let me move on to one or two other things. It's Monday. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. I get that. The rain has just started. I should share that with you. The rain has just started up here in the center of the universe, Ashland. Of course, we don't know if it's raining anywhere else because, well, we're the center of the universe, so we don't necessarily pay attention to much of anything else. Fred Couples, champion golfer, is apparently weighing in. And I got to go and do some confirmation. But a buddy of mine who is reliable, a longtime news guy, said Fred Couples said voting for Kamala as if she'll not continue to screw things up is like expecting a 30 handicap golfer to go out and shoot a 70. It's just not possible. Yeah. Well, I kind of go along with that. You can't look at someone with that sort of a track record and say, no, now she's really going to get it right. I don't think it works that way. I just don't. It's weird. It is weird. She's campaigning as if somebody else has been president and vice president for the last 4 years. And then at the same time, she wants you to know that, oh, there's all sorts of great things that we did. Well, you got to pick one. Either you were not involved or you were involved. Either you are in opposition to what's going on or you are supporting what's going on. You just cannot have it both ways. It is absolutely, positively impossible. It is a metaphysical impossibility. Right? You can't be in two places at once. Well, you are the vice president or you're not the vice president. These are easy questions. Jeff, are you the vice president of the United States? No, I am not. Okay, next question, please. Kamala Harris, are you the vice president of the United States? Yes, I am. See how easy all of that is? Let me share a little bit with you. Former President Trump weighed in on this, and I do think that the President Trump has been on message. You know, we who are Trump supporters, and I make no apologies for that. I am absolutely a supporter of President Trump. We are either of the opinion that he is set, all is good, all is right with the world, and he's got this thing in the bag, or we are concerned and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know if he does. And sometimes our two groups don't get along, which is weird because we all have the same goal here. We're talking about saving a country, right? President Trump has been on target. And here's what I can tell you about his appearances, because I had these questions a couple of weeks back. You remember that? I asked them. He is in all of the right places as far as I'm concerned. And he's out there in these swing states. He's shaking hands. He's talking with people. And regardless of what you have seen or heard or read, when he is speaking with you, he is legitimately speaking with you. Now, he's been on the show a couple of times, as you know, which is nice. I had the chance to spend a couple of minutes. It's not like we sat down and busy banging out policy on this. We chatted. And I came away thinking about
getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Myself. What a cool dude. I mean, a really solid, nice guy. It's clear to me why he is so successful in so many different ways. He is funny. He is personable. He is friendly. He's all of those things that if you only read news reports, you would not believe about him. So let me give you a little piece of President Trump, okay? Take a listen to cut number 5.
President Trump, would you want the microphone muted in the debate whenever you're not speaking?
We agreed to the same rules. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather have it probably on, but the agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time. In that case, it was muted. I didn't like it the last time, but it worked out fine. I mean, ask Biden how it worked out. It was fine. And I think it should be the same. We agreed to the same rules. Same rules and same specifications. And I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want to debate. She's not a good debater. She's not a smart person. She doesn't want to debate.
I have to agree with it. I agree with him, with everything that he just said there. And the most important takeaway from it, as far as I'm concerned, was, hey, whatever they are, I don't care what the rules are. Let's just do it. I did like that he had a little zing in there. Hey, ask Biden how it worked, right? Oh, don't want to do that. Yeah, you do. And that's why the Harris campaign is so up in arms. Well, listen, she wants to sit instead of standing. Remember why the rules were what they were. And you may not remember, because you know, it's kind of in the weed sort of stuff. Everything that happened during that first debate was the request of the Biden team. Everything that the Trump campaign said was, whatever the rules are. That was it. There was no, it was like, well, we want a red carpet and we want a yellow lectern and nothing. Nothing at all. How do you want this to go, was their response. You want us to stand for 2 hours? Fantastic. We'll stand for 2 hours. You want to sit for an hour, stand for an hour, juggle for an hour, whatever you want. We just want to do the debate. And that's been the whole thing from Donald Trump all along. Now Kamala Harris is coming back with a whole bunch of requests. I'm going to share them with you in a couple of moments. I know a lot of people already know. Those are the people that are with me on social media. If you are not yet with me on social media, you got two big options, I think. Follow Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com